Dan is die 12de November, goeiemôre. Dumalang Kunjani. Good morning on the 12th of November, on this Wednesday morning, on behalf of each and every one of us at Radio Pulpit, may the Lord God Almighty walk you and me as the disciples of Jesus Christ through, may I say, the fires of life this time of the year. And as I was thinking about this, I thought about a song. I want to play it later on. Michael O'Brien singing Walk On Through the Fire. Walk On Through the Fire. And then I remembered Isaiah 28 verse 16. He that believes shall not make haste, says Isaiah 28 verse 16. And what does it mean? The sovereign Lord is saying, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. And then these words in Isaiah 28 verse 16 saying, the one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. Isaiah 28 verse 16. The sovereign Lord saying, I'm laying a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. And the one who relies on this precious cornerstone as a sure foundation, a tested stone, the one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. Literally means, look, I'm placing a foundation stone in Jerusalem, a firm and tested stone. It is a precious cornerstone that is safe to build on, and whoever believes need never be shaken. It's the 12th of November, ne? And this time of the year, even so many disciples of Jesus and Christians are experiencing a sort of anxiety or troubled mind or whatever it is. And therefore, for God's children, this encouragement, a calm approach to life's challenges. To take a calm approach to life's challenges. And life's got a lot of challenges that you can testify to as well, isn't it? But when you and I am rooted, when we are rooted in the confidence that God has a plan which is reliable, it takes away the anxiety, the panic in the fire of life. And therefore, this morning, Lord God, I will walk through the fire of life by the grace of Christ Jesus, because I've been building on a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and I rely on it in faith and trust, and therefore I take your word from Isaiah 28 verse 16, I will not be stricken with panic when I walk through the fires of life. And this, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will encourage a calm approach to whatever life in challenges throws at me. This verse is as a contrast between the instability of humanly constructed refuges and God's reliable plan. And as the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy that reach its fulfillment ultimately in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the rock of my foundation, the rock of my faith, the cornerstone of my Christian faith. And when I believe in this divine foundation, when I trust, amidst the fire of life through which I may go, if I trust in this divine foundation of Isaiah 28 verse 16, which finds its ultimate revelation in Jesus Christ, rather than on my own efforts, or may I say, even our own political treaties, we will not be put to shame or experience panic or anxiety or act hastily. Yeah, I was reading the news yesterday afternoon whilst I was broadcasting Spectrum, or rather it was the traffic, and there's a heads up for this coming weekend, because the G20, the world leaders, okay, President Trump and the Americans are not coming, but the rest, they are coming. And how South Africa is preparing for this big political situation on the G20. How many G20s have there been? How many political treaties have there been throughout all the ages? You can go back right through to the Old Testament times. Not one of them really worked. We can have our political treaties. We can have our own efforts. But we will be put to shame every time when we ignore this divine foundation. And therefore, there's a contrast between human and divine security. And you could be the best president in the world, the most wonderful king in the world. If you and I, and that is also so true for the church and the kingdom, if we go the human way, without, as Isaiah 28:16 says, the divine security of the cornerstone, we can have so many treaties and so many synod meetings and political treaties and alliances in political circles for security, rather than trusting in God. Isaiah 28:16 declares that these alliances are a refuge of lies that will be swept away by God's judgment. And take it to my personal life. When I go through the fire of life and walk through the fire of life, as Michael O'Brien will sing just now, walk on through the fire of life. And especially back to you and me, this time of the year, everyone is on edge. There's so much insecurity. There's so much running around like a lot of rats, if I may say. Instead of the calm trusting in the fire of life, walking on under the divine security. And God has chosen this foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone in Zion, which is my sure foundation. And this demonstrates God's provision of a solid basis for faith and life when you and I walk through the chaos of fires in life. And therefore, there's a prophecy in this. The cornerstone, that is the prophecy to Jesus Christ. And the New Testament writers like Peter quote Isaiah 28:16 to identify Jesus as the living stone rejected by many, but precious to God, and upon whom you and I, as a believer, can trust to build our spiritual house. This is a promise of stability. He who believes shall not be in haste or dismayed. Lord, grant me the insight and the calmness of your word as a foundation to build my life on this divine foundation, to find stability and not be moved when I walk through the fires of life and all the challenges. Yes, that's my prayer. On this secure foundation, and this time of the year, on the 12th of November, with faith and patience and the assurance of this foundation, let's be very practical. I'm not sure what you are going through. I don't know, but God knows. And perhaps, say for instance, you are in the car right now, driving in traffic. You're a bit late. You have an appointment. You have a meeting. At work, everyone is on edge. This one wants to go this side. That one wants to go that side. And you wish Apollo star. And just look at this one coming in front of you. Hey. And you just want to lose your faith and your patience. Get back to the assurance of this foundation. That means that if you and I believe in it, we will not be hurried or rushed into anxiety when times are difficult. There's a faith that provides a sense of peace and steadiness, leading to patience instead of a panicked reaction. And therefore, this faith the Bible is talking about is a strong belief, not in something or someone or some motivational stuff. This is the foundation of God's holy word, connected directly to the heart of God, my Father, by the grace of Christ. And therefore, I will experience walking through the fires of life and all the challenges, especially this time of the year, facing challenges. The faith that the Holy Spirit provides will give me the confidence to endure and the patience to sustain when I walk through the fires of life. And you know what? The Bible tells me and teaches me that it will cultivate a patience that is not there at the moment. And it will grow my faith and trust. And even when my trust and my faithfulness and my faith in the fires of life are tested, you and I can know this patience will provide endurance. Yeah. When the Lord gives that patience, that trust, He will give me the patience. And I will become a person who have this endurance. I will have the patience to wait, not getting frustrated. How many people get frustrated this time of the year? Huh? Even in families. And there will be, through the difficult times of the fires of life, the maintenance, if I'm to put it that way, of a divine endurance. And I will become one of those parts in a cycle of growth as I face the challenges with patience and endurance. The ability to grow will strengthen my faith. You know, there are so many biblical examples, and I'm thinking of Abraham, who waited patiently for the fulfillment of God's promises as an example. There are so many promises in the Bible to inherit these promises by the power of the Holy Spirit. I need to read the Bible. Yeah. And then I will trust in God's timing. and God's timing will never fail me. That's the truth. I will trust in God's perfect timing. It can be very difficult to accept the delays or the closed doors when I walk through the fire of life. But when I have the divine protection rooted in the foundation, as Isaiah 28:16 says, and ultimately the revelation in Christ as the rock of my faith, I will experience in the fires of life, this time of the year, a divine protection. And I will see the bigger picture, the bigger insight. And I will have that patience which brings peace. And I will let go of anxiety. Psalm 5 verse 12 comes to mind, a protective shield. His favor, His love will act as a shield, guarding me from negative influences and spiritual harm. And ultimately, I will experience eternal security, strength in weakness. I will stay in fellowship with God through the fires. I will acknowledge the wisdom from His Word. I will remember His faithfulness. I will release my worries and anxieties. Instead of carrying the weight of my worries, I will release my worries and my anxiety to God through prayer, trusting Him with the outcome. Lord, teach me to walk in peace at a pace You provide, not to hurry in like a bull into a china shop, no. And when I am alarmed and concerned about the fires of life I'm facing, give me the calmness not to be burdened or to be anxious, but to walk through the fires of life, knowing You are the foundation. Thank You, Lord. And I will walk through the fire with Your help. I don't have to panic. I don't have to fear. I don't have to run like a wild animal, as if I didn't trust God, my Father. I know You can strengthen me in my trials. Therefore, I will walk through these fires, giving You the glory and the honor. I will not hurry, but go at the pace You ask me to walk. Wherever you may be in God's world today, at 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on the 12th of November, perhaps this is not applicable to you, I don't know. But perhaps you are walking through some fire of life. Take this word, Isaiah 28:16. See, I lay a stone Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. Isaiah 28:16, and it finds its sure revelation in Jesus Christ, the rock on which I build through His grace. And may the power of the Holy Spirit sustain you and me, even this time of the year. In Jesus' name, amen.